And I had no choice. I didn't want to do it, but I had to. I started running out of money and everyone went into lockdown and didn't leave the house. Suddenly, without job, without the ability to see anyone, everything was so different, so strange, and felt like a bit like a movie.
I was waiting to leave for a long time. I thought about it for so long. But I kept asking, how is it going to be? What are the challenges? And imagining how things are gonna look like. But when I left, everything was exactly different from what I expected.
Wait a minute. It's not what you think. Let's not talk about the COVID-19 here. Although there is no doubt that this period made us understand a bunch of things about our independence in early life.
And you're guys listening to the Break Free podcast.
My name is Ayman Rahimi. I'm a Moroccan and I'm 23 years old. In 2016, I left my parents' home for the first time. I was barely 17 years old at the time, but I was kind of obliged. I was kind of obliged to leave because there were no university in my city. And also because I was accepted in a limited access school, so I had to move to another city in which I spent 5 years of my life. After getting my diploma, I moved back to my hometown where I spent a year looking for myself and what I want to do with my life. And during the summer of 2022, I found my first job in digital marketing. But I didn't really like it because I saw myself lacking a lot of things, especially when it comes to the cultural aspect. I was still 22 years old, but I was still eager to learn and acquire more knowledge in order to face the world. So I decided to quit my job and sacrifice the financial advantages to join the Maher Center's experience, in which I see myself growing while looking for a sense to what I do. And now I would like to introduce Bar, my colleague from FAST, the project of collaboration between Maher Center and Sapir Academic College from Israel. Hey Bar.
Hey Ayman. So my name is Bar Elbaz and I live in Israel. I'm 25 years old and I left my parents' home at the age of 18. In Israel, the situation is a little bit different from other countries. Following security problems in the Middle East, the state of Israel obliged us, the citizens, to enlist in the Israel Defense Forces at the age of 18. I served in the army for 2 years, and since then I have left my parents' home. I lived in different cities in Israel, traveled a lot abroad, and lived in Canada for a few months. Ayman and I have a lot in common. We both left our parents' home at a young age. And after we talked about the issue, the questions come up. How does the move from the parents' house affect? And what are the advantages and disadvantages? And is it even suitable for everyone?
I remember when we spoke about the common things between us, we both mentioned that we were obliged to leave our parents' house to look for an autonomous life. This seems like we link independence or autonomy to live in our homes. Is it like this?
I don't think that you have to leave your parents' house to be independent. But you will not have the same experience as someone who's left. Although I think that someone who is still living with their parents can't be independent as someone who is already left. What about you?
Well, I can tell that I'm autonomous or independent only if I have the ability to solve my own life problems and needs by myself, or at least deal with it without having to involve my parents. Problems and needs can be anything from making food, to cleaning, to affording a personal home. Also, I think that autonomy isn't an easy state of life to achieve. It takes time, effort, frustration, sacrifice, determination, and a lot of experience to pursue. For me, this can't happen without leaving my parents' home.
Okay. So, earlier, you mentioned that you left your hometown in 2016, being obliged to do so. Right?
Yes, I practically left 7 years ago. I had to leave because I had my baccalaureate degree, which means that I should start university. And the school I went to is in a city called Stad. It's something near 130 kilometers away from my hometown. So I had to move. It wasn't really a choice to leave or not. But anyways, I've been waiting for that experience for a long time. Even so, it was not mandatory to leave. I could have chosen to stay, but you, I think for your case, it's imperative, right?
As I said at the beginning, in the state of Israel, every person who reaches at the age of 18 is obliged to enlist in the army. Women served 2 years and men almost 3. After I was released from the army, I started traveling in the world. In Israel, there is such a custom of going on a trip after the army. And I didn't really go back live with my parents regularly. Today I've been living outside my parents' house for 7 years, and I think that this independence is one of the best things that happened to me. Besides that, me and my parents have become best friends since I left home.
Yeah, me too. I think that the relationship with my parents got stronger over time after I left, because I started to miss them so much, and I believe it was the case for them. We used to talk from time to time. They used to ask, how am I doing? They also didn't fail to share a lot of advice.
Was it hard at the beginning?
Yeah, definitely. I was used to finding food ready and having my clothes cleaned and didn't even care about any dispenses. My mother and my father managed everything. So when I left, I had to start doing everything on my own. And I also had to manage a tiny budget, which was provided by my father.
Same for me. Even though I still don't have the smell of my mom's laundry or the taste of her food. So you said that your father kept providing you a budget. Couldn't you work instead?
I have to say that I could work, but it is still so hard in Morocco to find a student job. Like, part-time jobs are rarely available for students. I don't know if it's the case for you too, since you had to serve for 2 years.
When I was in the army, I used to go home every 2 weeks, so I wouldn't spend too much money. I received a monthly salary from the army, not much at all, and my parents helped me a little. But after I was released, I had to find a job that would help me survive. In Israel, the best job to earn money when you're a student is to work as a waiter. And that's what I do until this day in parallel with my studies to pay the bills.
Did you ever run out of money and didn't find a way to pay bills? If so, how did you feel?
Me? I never been there.
Okay, I've never been not there. But anyways, I think it's so hard to deal with studies and work at the same time, especially at such an early age.
Have you ever had a situation where all you wanted to do was just get to your parents' house and stay there and kind of give up on your independent story?
Actually, no, I never did, because giving up means not continuing studies, which at the time wasn't something to even consider. But I remember that many of my friends shared the same feeling. Basically, everyone, not only my friends. But we used to support each other, like in a community, you know? Many friends helped me financially, and so I did. We also used to study, cook, and clean together.
Speaking about friends, I think that social circles highly participate in the shaping the independence experience. Mainly, if you find friends in the same state looking for themselves and with the same interests, so you can share and learn.
Oh, actually, yes, I do agree on the fact that friends or maybe roommates too can take part in the journey of independence. But I think that even older or younger friends that do not necessarily have the same struggles, they can also be a source of inspiration to you. Like, for instance, I had 3 friends who are almost double my age. So we're talking about 38, 42 years old. And I was with them most of my leisure time. I learned a lot from them. So they helped me a lot to start questioning everything and to get out of the material life and start really thinking and getting interested in culture and in science. And for sure, we shared a lot of emotions, stories, very happy and also very sad or angry moments.
Wow, you reminded me of someone so dear to me.
Yeah, speaking of this, we have Hisham. He's a 20 years old Moroccan and he has something so interesting to tell us.
Hi there, glad to be here with you. My name is Hisham El Mahjoubi. I'm 27 years old. I'm a Moroccan and I am participant at Maher Center program in UM6P Morocco. Well, for me, I define personal independence is to be able to be who you are and live by your own beliefs, to be able to go wherever you want, whenever you want, without any kind of pressure or anything that holds you back. And that's for me independence. And also be able to believe in what you want and be with whomever you want. That's for me freedom. Leaving the parents' home is one of the decisive moments in our lives. For me, I've done that recently. in the last six months I've been a participant in Maher Center, and this was the first time on which I fully got out of my household and live in a different city. To describe this experience, it has been frightening at the beginning because I have too much things in the stake, and I was also excited because I was looking forward for this experience. It has been the first time for me to be out, and like a bird, and when we pushes him, it's frightening. So for me, I believe that it's necessary to get out of your family household and live the own experience and be independent.
I think that independence is something that you learned only when you are with yourself. So yes, when you leave your parents' house and you're learning how to wash dishes or how to clean your house or how to not forget to buy food for yourself because nobody will buy it to you, and to know how to pay the bills and to know how to provide your house the surface that it needs to living. And it's very hard to learn this when you're living with your parents and someone will provide that for you. So when you're going out from your house, I think that this is a lesson that everybody needs to learn in the way to independence. I don't think it's the manual cause, but I think this is the first step for teenagers.
Thank you so much, Michelle from Israel and Hisham from Morocco.
I think that the most powerful an impactful thing about relationships is sharing. In Morocco, we say "li fatk blila fatk bhila." It means in English, "He who lived more than you has more experience than you." It's clear and logical. That is why I think we must always seek to speak to people who know more than us.
Pretty fair. We also have a similar proverb in this one in Israel: "Mikol melamdai eskalti." It means that everybody has something to teach you. Now, apart from this, you know that the experience itself is in the details. It's in the daily life moments. So I want to ask you how you used to live your day-to-day life and what did you use to do in your free time?
Honestly, when I was a student, I literally lived day by day. Like that. Most of the time, I lived without having a global vision on what I'm doing. For example, a typical day of mine at the university was like waking up at 7, maybe 8, going to the university, maybe sometimes skipping a lecture or two, and spending the morning laying on my bed. It was always like this. After that, I used to spend some hours with my friends, chilling, discussing, studying maybe, or sometimes having a party. Little that I started to discover that my life was going out of my hands, I started seeing that I wasn't controlling anything. So I started to plan my days before and pushed myself to execute what I planned. What about you?
Most of the week I'm in school. I study 4 days a week and spend most of the time at the college. In my free time, I like to hang out with my friends, go out for a beer or go to the beach. The truth is that I always feel like there aren't enough hours in the day to do everything I want to do. And I still don't understand how there's, I don't know, something that allows humans not to waste hours of the day sleeping.
Well, this is a broad philosophical topic that we can discuss while having a beer at Pubs de Rot. So, I know from my own experience that the hardest parts of daily life are when you get sad, angry, or sometimes you don't want to talk to anybody, and you just wish you had a different life and all the other similar thoughts. And in some cases, it could go to weeks to depression. I mean, did you use to experience these kinds of periods and you just wished you had support from somewhere else?
I think we all as humans experience good and bad times, ups and downs, you know. The easiest thing is to run away and disconnect from the things that make you feel bad. The question is if it will advance you somewhere.
I think that every time I went through these kinds of periods, it was a chance for me to think about many things in my life. I started considering the wrong sides. I was so concerned about the future. I mean, I believe that someone who doesn't have concern about his life can't evolve, can't progress, because concern is what pushes us not to like our situation and hope for change. Although hope is never enough. We must hope and most importantly do, or at least start doing.
Do you have a specific example of what you just talked about?
I do remember a lot of moments like this. I mean, I believe that I wouldn't be who I am today without those painful moments I had to go through. As we say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, for example, I had a very rough time struggling with the fact that I'm not disciplined. I used to procrastinate everything, even eating or sometimes going to toilets. And it pulled me to drown in an inactive and idle life. And every time this happens to me, I used to blame myself too hard. But I didn't fail to think about it logically and try to bring solutions to it. And after a period of time, I started observing the results. Now I can say that I feel like I can do more. Discipline isn't an actual issue for me right now.
I think that as cliche as it sounds, there is no price for freedom. As an independent person for 7 years who is in love with my freedom and with my own corner, after I returned to my parents for a whole year during the COVID-19 period, it was a good time, but not as good as returning to my own home, cooking for myself and doing laundry by myself. So I'm wild. And I'm addicted to my independence. Yes, I said that.
Yeah, actually what you say seems fair. Same. For me, the COVID-19 was just a period of thinking and rethinking everything. And I consider it as the basement of what came after. Life changed and the idea of going back to the journey of independence became a big issue to me.
Ayman, this is so sad. I'm so bad in goodbyes. But I want to say thank you so much for Mehir Center program and Sapir Academy College for this collaboration. I want to say thank you for my partner in this collaboration, Ayman. It was a pleasure to talk and work with you, and I hope that we're going to see each other soon.